Thank you and good morning. Eureka police arrested three people after serving a search warrant at a motel in the 2400 block of Broadway on Wednesday morning. The POP team had learned that Charles Gabe, who was on probation, was dealing drugs from a motel room, and officers conducted a probation search. They contacted Gabe, 26-year-old Amber Young, and 49-year-old Eugene LaFoon, and confiscated heroin, meth, marijuana, and a loaded handgun belonging to Gabe. Officers also found evidence of a second motel room taken in Gay's name, along with a storage unit Gay had rented. The second room was clear, but officers found more than 4 pounds of processed marijuana at the storage unit. All three were booked into county jail on drug charges, warrants, and probation violations. Jordan Christmas has news about a vehicle pursuit.
Around 10:45 Monday night, sheriff's deputies were involved in a vehicle pursuit near Clam Beach on Highway 101 after spotting a vehicle that was going over 75 miles per hour. Deputies at Clam Beach attempted a traffic stop, but the driver, 24-year-old McKinleyville resident Gary Morris, refused to pull over and continued speeding. The pursuit ended in McKinleyville when Morris stopped at a residence in the 1200 block of Perenny Street and walked out of the vehicle to drop off a small dog. Deputies subsequently placed Morris into handcuffs after a struggle ensued, and he was found to have marijuana in his possession. Morris was booked into county jail for driving without a license, speeding, marijuana possession, as well as DUI.
Thank you, Jordan. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood has responded to the firing of popular Coastal Commissioner Executive Director Charles Lester last week with Assembly Bill 2002. That measure would require anyone who engages with the Coastal Commission with the intent of influencing decision-making to register as a lobbyist. Wood said in a statement that the fact this is not already required is an egregious loophole. The public and the legislature have a right to know who was influencing decisions made by the commission. The Coastal Commissioners decided to fire Lester following a 12-hour meeting last week, despite support from hundreds who spoke on his behalf. The members of the state legislature's Women's Caucus have introduced a package of 5 new bills that are aimed to support women and families in California. The bills address access to child care, new parent leave laws that would also affect fathers, and the Reliable Scheduling Act that would require employers give employees adequate advance notice of work schedules. Democratic State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson, chair of the Women's Caucus, said the work is just beginning.
Last year, by passing the California Fair Pay Act, the Women's Caucus passed the nation's strongest equal pay bill for women in our country. And we positioned California as a leader in the fight to improve the economic lives of women and families. But we are not content to stop with those successes. Momentum is building, and we are just getting started.
The package of bills also includes changes to the CalWORK system and would amend state law regarding welfare eligibility. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Earlier this month, the Board of Supervisors lifted the drought declaration for the county following a series of winter storms that dropped a lot of rain in the region. Statewide, however, drought restrictions remain in place after the State Water Resources Control Board decided to keep conservation rules in effect. Dave Hull with the Humboldt Community Services District explained on Talk Shop.
We're 130% of normal, but we get to continue the drought conservation restrictions until October of 2016, so October of this year. So between February 2nd, the State Water Board met and decided to extend the water conservation regulations we've been living under for the last couple of years until October.
The State Water Board has refused to rescind the emergency conservation mandates despite pleas from local officials that regular rainfall and snowfall totals have filled reservoirs. State water officials want to wait until spring to make any final decision and base that decision on the final tally of snow and rainfall totals from the winter season. Hull went on to say,
make sure you keep watching your sprinklers. Don't let it run on the sidewalk. You know, all the things that we've probably become pretty accustomed to now over the last couple of years, those are still going to be enforced and enforceable this next several months.
You can hear the entire interview with Dave Hull by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.